This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it is time to begin to ask some serious questions as to who your representatives work for. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, police launch major investigation on pork left in mailbox of Islamic Center. This is in the UK. We know that just recently, a man in Florida gets 15 years. And what did he do exactly? 15 years in Florida because he threw pork in a mosque. Who do your representatives work for, friends? I can't tell you how many death threats that I've received that have been forwarded to the FBI, where I never heard a word back. But it's interesting, Florida man sentenced to 15 years in prison for vandalizing mosque. Well, the Muslims are taking over the news again in the United States of America. And the reason that's happening is because people are doing nothing about the threat, except complaining about it. That's about as far as it goes in the United States of America. They just complain about it, but they tolerate it somehow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, today's news, December 29th. Illinois' Muslim truck driver made no attempt to stop, crashed into seven vehicles, killing four people. This is in the United States of America. I reported last week a woman in Minneapolis was stabbed 14 times by a Somalian. It was never even acknowledged by the local news outlets, which are controlled by the CIA. Don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends. Then we have, again, Linda Sarsour. For some reason, this Muslim advocate has a free hand to do what she wants and how she wants to do it. And for some reason, she's still there. She said, "You have no right to tell us we can't kill Jews." SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is happening in your country. If we go across the pond, we have one of the several Muslim mayors now over in the UK who said, "London is a beacon of tolerance, acceptance, and diversity." He said, "Our president would not be welcomed there." And I'm not going to fall into the game, friends. I'm really not. But the point is, we have a serious threat. And it's going unheeded. If we go to Egypt, Egypt provides documents to UK proving Muslim Brotherhood involvement in London jihadi attacks. Who are your representatives working for, America? We know that the Department of Homeland Security was stacked with Muslim Brotherhood. Let's call them for what they are, agents committing the act of treason against we the people, empowered by then Barack Hussein Obama. We know that the Department of Homeland Security, friends, was actually bringing illegals into the United States of America while you were under the illusion that they were there to protect the borders when in fact they were bringing them in. They were busted bringing them into the United States of America. A SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Joy After Jihad, Iraq and Syria show ISIS something they never wanted to see. They showed them Christmas. Speaking of what's going across the boards on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and then we also have on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Orlando Jihad murders wife. He liked homosexuals because they were sympathetic to the Muslims. Of course they are. The Muslims are used to go before the Muslims because the Muslims are systematically using the same steps that the homosexuals are to tear away at American sovereignty and other countries' sovereignty. Remember what John Adams said? That our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other? Huh. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Jihad in America, every domestic Islamic terror attack and plot in 2017. By the way, the contributors to this website, folks, are culture warriors. They are in the battle. Many of them are attorneys, constitutional Christian attorneys. Many of them are spiritual overseers that do more than just talk about the problem. That's who the contributors are over here at the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And it's interesting how the credibility at times is being questioned by the communists, of course, because they want to cast a shadow of doubt in your minds concerning the credibility of anybody that would dare speak out against what they will not. Excuse me. Dare speak out against the issues that they will not. This is happening in your country today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here's another one. Folks, it's not like I'm on the phone calling up all my contributors and saying, let's write on this. No, this is what they have in unison wrote to awaken the American people to the issues that are at hand in your backyard. Florida fake hate. This is on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Florida fake hate. By the way, the Muslims, like the homosexuals, are creating their own crimes only there to perpetuate the crime as they accuse the innocent of their guilt. Again, that's totalitarianism. But in Florida, Muslim man posts video of daughter getting bullied for being a Muslim. It was really a fight over a boy. See, folks, it's like we have been told before by Mr. Hersey. He said, you take the pictures, I'll create the war. In other words, I can set the narrative to whatever you take a picture of, and that's exactly what the Muslims have done. Why is it that the homosexuals and the Muslims continuously have to put themselves in the light of the victim? Why? Because that's how they tear away at the laws, friends. You want to meet some of the most intolerant people in the world, friends, namely in your world? Just look at those that decry victim status. Look what they do when you speak out against their crimes. And they are crimes, by the way. But when are we going to awaken to the fact that we have representatives, not just in our country, friends, but worldwide, that are there to open the doors to them that mean to destroy this country? Yesterday we were talking about them, felons, that are masquerading as mayors in the United States of America. Who's alluring them into the United States of America? Hey, friends, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, one more for you. In Oregon, a Muslim teacher is arrested for molesting a female student. Boy, the Muslims are just taking over the headlines in the United States of America concerning their crime. How about you begin to magnify the law against their crime rather than their crime against the law? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Coming out of the gate hard and strong once again, speaking on the issues that are that very few in this country are willing to speak forth. Folks, when you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, that will explain to you scripturally exactly what's going on in your country. You're seeing this happening on a worldwide scale. Folks, these Muslims are simply being used as a political battering ram, and ISIS is nothing more than the modern version, friends, of Hitler's SS. It's all bought and paid for. They're mercenaries. These people could have been stopped long ago, and isn't it interesting that after every attack, friends, every single attack by this created entity called ISIS. Isn't it interesting how world leaders, as you want to call them, as the media calls them, they're right there to condemn the crime, but not those that are responsible for committing the crime. And then when you look at what's going on, even in the United States of America, somehow or another, you have governors, you have mayors that are creating these illegal and unconstitutional sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, alluring the illegals into the United States of America, hoping that you forgot all about September 11th, 2001, friends, and who the real threat to this country is. If we would have listened simply to the father of our Constitution, James Madison, when he said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. I'll tell you what, all of this, that which is taking place today, would have been stopped right off the bat, friends, and we would have dealt with those that were truly responsible for September 11th. Nobody has attacked you more, America, listen carefully. Nobody has attacked you more and your rights and your God-given rights more than your own unconstitutional, corrupt representatives, those that call themselves representatives in your government. Folks, they are foreign to us in so many different ways. You have never lost your rights. I want to give you a word of encouragement here. You've never lost your rights. You only have forfeited your rights. And the fact of the matter is, if you want your rights, you're going to have to stand up and fight for them rather than hand them over because you're afraid of what they might do to you. You might ask the question, friends, is who is they that are attacking you? It's foreign to our Constitution. Representatives are way out of their scope of authority. We need to rein in these individuals that call themselves representatives and hold them accountable to what they swore that they would uphold. Period. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on our Facebook, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to jump over to the Sons of Liberty, friends, Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean on YouTube, there's hundreds and hundreds of videos that have been compiled over the last couple years. I just posted three more of them where we actually have the former editor for none other than, Steven Spielberg, friends. Yep, you named it, or you got his name right. Steven Spielberg, one of Hollywood's most famous directors and producers. We have his former editor that puts all of our videos together on YouTube. Again, it's Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Check out those videos. Tell us what your thoughts are. You can leave comments under them. They're short videos, but they're educational videos, pointing the finger to the issues, again, that very few and far are willing to address in this country. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, I want to ask you something. Many may have heard this quote before by George Orwell. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. Let me say it again. George Orwell. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. If at any time you'd like to answer the question marks, feel free. 1-866-582-9933. Again, who told you that? 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, after being on national radio now over 17 years, I have, and many of you have heard, me continuously call out to the listeners to call in and explain to me where in the U.S. Constitution it talks of party affiliation. For example, where do you find in the United States Constitution where there are the Republicans versus the Democrats? Or how about this one? The left versus the right. Where is that in the Constitution? Excuse me. Again, let me reiterate the point. 17 years on the radio, I have continuously called out to listeners to call in and explain to me where in the Constitution it talks of party affiliations. Or where in the Constitution do you see a left, or where do you see a right? And for the last 17 years, I've yet to receive one phone call. I want you to think about that. For 17 years, I have made the appeal to the listeners that are caught up into this lying political language that's thrown to you from today's conservatives and what you would call liberals, friends. The political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind, said George Orwell. I'm simply asking in the Constitution where it talks of party affiliation. And I have, again, after 17 years, have yet to receive one phone call. And yet this is all you hear people talk about. The left, the right, the conservatives, the liberals, the Republicans, the Democrats, the independents. Really? And it's not that I haven't only, folks, not received one phone call, but one email or one letter or one call into the office explaining to me how they justify this political rhetoric. And by the way, their rhetoric only brings forth division. And maybe that's what it's all about. And yet, day after day, it's all you hear people talk of, and Americans then wonder why they're divided in so many different ways. Read Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, is what it says. George Orwell again said, in our time, political speech and writing are largely the defense of the indefensible. In other words, get people in a gridlock. Give them a place of no answers. See, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And instead of the American people laying to those that represent them where they derive the authority to do many of the things that they do, they let the corrupt politician lay it on them as if the constituents have to answer their questions. You got it backwards. And really what it comes down to, friends, is thus political language has to consist largely of euphemisms, questions begging, and sheer cloudy vagueness, said George Orwell. That's exactly right. I don't understand all of it. Folks, they don't understand all of it. And what they like to do is they like to create a political language only to bring you to a place of, well, you know what, they know better than I do, when in fact they don't even know what they're talking about. And then sometimes you get these high-minded individuals who really think they know what they're talking about, and they use all these big philosophical words, and the reason they use those big philosophical words is because they themselves can't explain what they're trying to say. I mean, folks, it would be so easy to bewilder not only the President of the United States of America and his administration, or how many of these news anchors, these useful idiots that talk out of both sides of their mouth, and you're just simply saying, wait a second, when did we become that? Or where did they, that you're debating right now on television, where did they actually derive that authority from constitutionally? They can't answer it. We could ask folks, we've had people running for office in Minnesota where we had them so, not on purpose, just simple questions, where we've had these people that were running for office high-fiving those that America despised first and foremost, and secondly, we would ask them simple constitutional questions where they would come back to us and say, well, you probably know more about the Constitution than I do. Wait a second, you're the one running to serve we the people, and you're not qualified to serve we the people. And yet the American people let them go there. I mean, you look at some of these people that are in office today. Folks, they put these people up as if to suggest that they're the example that's set before us that we need to follow. And a prime example is a Nancy Pelosi. Prime example. A prime example is Paul Ryan, who thinks he's got his game on, friends, but he's lying at every turn. You know it, and I know it. You know, he can go off on all of his rhetoric, but I can just say, hey, Mr. Ryan, I'm just kind of curious. Where did you derive that authority from in the Constitution? That's exactly what you would hear, friends. Is nothing but a bunch of jumble, mumble, confusion, bewilderment, because he doesn't have the answers. What about Frederica Wilson, this black lady wearing these shiny cowboy hats and the such? I mean, and you call these your representatives, America? What kind of a result did you expect from these people?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It was just talking about Nancy Pelosi and these others. Like, remember Al Franken? I mean, a senator. He just got into position mysteriously, too, friends. Oh, I mean, let's not sit back and deceive ourselves into believing that he actually received the votes to get into position. I know there's some people out there that still want to keep the wool over their eyes concerning voter fraud, but it's very real, and that's what's happening today in your country. And then I was just thinking about none other than our friend that likes to wear, well, in this particular picture, she has a pink, and not a pink, but a green, like kind of a lime green hat on. It's a cowboy hat. Frederica. And she wants to call herself your representative, too. And as I look at these pictures, I'm just thinking, you've got to be kidding me. And it reminds me of what it tells us in the Book of Kings about how they used the baser sort. Kings would put around themselves scoundrels and the baser sort because they were easily controlled. But see, the media wants to put them up as if you have something to learn from these people. And they want you to believe that you're to emulate these individuals when, again, nothing could be further from the truth when it comes to the facts of the matter. I mean, when I look at this woman, it's just almost embarrassing. America, you have the world watching you. Accept these people as representatives And again, they've been busted so many times in crime and scandal after scandal, and yet they're still there telling you what the deal is, as if to give the message that they're untouchable and that there's absolutely nothing that you can do about the removal, when, again, nothing could be further from the truth. Stand up, America. Stand up. And then I was thinking about Nancy Pelosi. You know, and when I'm highlighting all of these baser sorts that have been put into position to be used as pawns for corrupt men, that's what they are. It's interesting because what begs the question when I look at them and I see the fruit of their records and who they are and what they're doing and clearly seeing, friends, that they don't work for we the people, what kind of a result did you expect from these people anyways? And yet, when you ask the question, what kind of a result would you expect from these people? They make some sort of comment about how stupid they are, or how they're a clown. Like, for example, speaking of Frederica Wilson here, on her picture, I put, and what sort of results were you expecting, right? And then what we have on the bottom is how she's a clown and she's a fool. And then I think to myself, wait, she's a clown and she's a fool, and yet she's the one that is in position to destroy your country, and you see her doing it. So is the joke on her, is the joke on you? The joke must be on the American people. But again, what kind of results do you expect from these people? The same ones that you're getting from them today is exactly what you're going to get from them tomorrow, in many cases even worse. Getting back to what none other than George Orwell said, he said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. Wow. And yet I'm asking all of you smart people that make fun of these representatives, if you want to call them that, politicians is what they are. And then when I ask you people of these politicians, and why do you continuously fall in line, or why do you answer their conversation? Because once you answer their conversation, it means they're winning. They're pulling you into their conversation and their debate. And the reason they want to pull you into debate is because they want to get you off of what the answers are. See, they want to debate and they want to compromise. And again, you know what compromise is, where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. I mean, when you look at the times that we're in right now, divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. I mean, at every given turn, and it's either advertently or inadvertently, purposed or not. I mean, if you look at the different party affiliations, let me go there. It's just a handful of over 100 parties and their affiliations. Yes, listen carefully. There's the Constitution Party. There's the Socialist Party. There's the Republican Party. There's the Democratic Party. There's the Independent Party. There's the Libertarian Party. There's the Green Party. There's the Progressive Party. And friends, this is a handful of more than 100 parties that you have in the United States of America. You know what they now have? They even have a legalized marijuana party. Isn't that cute? I mean, it's almost like, hey, would anyone else like to tear down the U.S. Constitution and reinvent or redefine our American form of government? I mean, isn't this ridiculous? But this is what the American people have put up with. Again, Article 4, Section 4. We are a constitutional republic. So what would I care about all these party affiliations? And all the while knowing that John Adams said that when this came about, it was the most political evil under the Constitution, to begin to divide the people one against another. Matter of fact, President James Buchanan, only to solidify my point, said, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. This is President James Buchanan. Different language, different time, right? But that's what he said. Now, when you take it to the church, where it all starts, it's first the church, then government, Exodus 18:21. It's also interesting to note all of the denominations. This is also a handful of hundreds of denominations that are easily accessible. I mean, you have the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Wesleyans, the Presbyterians, the Baptists, the Anglicans, the Episcopalians, the Methodists, the United Church of Christ, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Why so much division? This is why? Now you have foreign religions coming into the United States of America wanting their party affiliation because the church doesn't understand to preach out against the sins of other, having other gods. Exodus is the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me, not realizing that if you let them in, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have war within the gate sooner or later, Judges 5:8. So when you see those people with those bumper stickers that say coexist, folks, go ask them to do that in their country. I mean, folks, foreign countries that are third world countries have enough common sense to not have foreign gods in their country. Because they know if you allow other gods in, then there's going to be division as to what those people are and who they are under their god, though they be false in foreign countries. And let me remind you, that's why people come into this country and go to Washington, D.C. They want to know what makes America great, and they see my father's name everywhere. And they see Christian crosses over the heads of our fallen everywhere. They know that this is a Christian nation. I did a class in a college in Bloomington, Minnesota, and I'll never forget this. Stupid is stupid, friends. And sometimes you just can't fix stupid because they're stupid on purpose, like this young lady. We were in this college class, and we asked if anybody had any questions. And this lady raised her hand and said, you know, you guys are talking about your Christian perspective and this, that, and the other thing. But the fact of the matter is we're not a Christian nation. She said, but I'm an evangelical Christian. And, of course, you have to look at her and say, no, you're not. You claim you are. Scripture clearly says, he that saith that he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And clearly you're not doing that, 1 John 2:6. Okay? And if you can also read, you can go over to John 14:21, young lady. And then she brought up the fact that there's lines between church and state, and we shot that lie down and said that came directly from the ACLU, a communist organization where the founder said, Roger Baldwin, that the end of the ACLU is communism. It doesn't apply to we the people. If you'd like to find that, you can go to the USSR and find in Article 52 that there's lines between church and state, but that is not America. You are incorrect twice. That's two strikes and one more, you're out. And, of course, she didn't know what to say because facts are stubborn things. There's no gainsay with facts, friends. And then all of a sudden, listen to this carefully, a Muslim student, and praise God, if he's here to assimilate, man, we're all open arms, okay? But this Muslim student behind this professed Christian raised his hand, and he answered everything for everybody in that room, all the students and the teacher in the college. And he said, I just want to let you know the whole reason we left the Middle East into America is because you are a Christian nation. And there's an anointing and there's a witness on what I'm saying to you, even right now by the Holy Ghost. Truth be told, a Muslim had a tell that came to assimilate, to come into, he came to America because America is great because of our Christian heritage, because of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A foreigner had to tell an American that claimed to be a Christian that he came here, she's ignorant, he's educated, he came here because America is a Christian nation. The Lord had to send foreigners, just like in the time of judgment in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord sent forth foreign prophets to speak to the people because they wouldn't listen to their own. They killed their own prophets. See, America's done that long ago. And they keep trying to do it. But I want to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord will not be straightened. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in. The fact of the matter is, a foreigner, namely a Muslim, had to tell this ignorant young lady that professed to be a Christian, in a couple words, how far she is from the mark. We came to America because you are a Christian nation. We know what makes you great, said this Muslim student. And he would do well to emulate the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. And I believe he has. He was a cool kid, P.S. posted Scrip, a very cool kid. So we're talking about why so much division. And again, I just said you have the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Wesleyans. I first highlighted all the political party affiliations. Craziness, America. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
So we're talking about division, political speech, all the political parties, all the denominations in the American Christian Church, and then I lay to your candor, why are people confused? Why so much division? I mean, when it comes to the government, there are them that want to simply tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly image. Simply put, I mean, it's their interpretation of what government should be and what it should look like and act like. Again, read Exodus 20, verse 4. And the church is doing the same thing when it comes to all of its denominations, their interpretation of what God clearly said. See, friends, because they want to remove the cross, 1 Corinthians 1:18, and create a Jesus that looks just like them rather than looking at and acting like the Christ, the Son of God, 1 John 2:6. And I have one answer to both, by the way. Also read Colossians 2:8 if you like, proving my point scripturally. But I have one answer to both. Here it is, Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive the people. That's exactly right. The Lord said, beware of men. Beware of the philosophy of men. Beware of their cunning craftiness. Beware. How many times did Jesus say, take heed, take heed, take heed? And why is this? This applies to both institutions, the church and the government. Man has created to his own demise something called deconstructionism. Now listen carefully. Deconstructionism, by the way, it's new, friends. It's not old. What are you talking about, Bradley? Deconstructionism. Deconstructionism is this, a philosophical and critical movement starting in the 1960s, especially applied to the study of literature that questions. Remember when Satan said, hath God said? Yep, question the truth. Make it subjective. But deconstructionism is a philosophical and critical movement starting in the 1960s. Yep, that's when free love came out. Yep. False grace. Yep. Starting in the 1960s and especially applied to the study of literature that questions all traditional assumptions about the ability of language to represent reality and emphasizes that a text has no stable reference or identification because words essentially only refer to other words and therefore a reader must approach a text by eliminating any metaphysical assumptions through any active role of defining meaning, sometimes by a reliance on new words and other words wordplays. Yep. Deconstruct. Question, as it says, traditional assumptions. Tradition means attached to old customs. Question the word. Question the Constitution. I mean, folks, you're so far off track in this country now, you accept a guy that doesn't even know what the Constitution says as the President of the United States because, after all, his advisor told him so. And I'm not capping on Trump. I'm capping on every one of us for allowing what we're allowing today. I mean, you can hear when somebody really knows what they're talking about. Because it's all laid on the presupposition is what they're founding their conversation off of. But I want you to listen to this again, friends. A philosophical and critical movement starting in the 1960s applied to the study of literature that questions all traditional assumptions about the ability of language. In other words, what they're saying, friends, is question and break down the meanings. Break down the meanings and then question the original intent. For example, as an aside of political talk, which most are inundated with on a 24/7 basis, let's go into the church where you may go into a Bible study and hear some biblically illiterate ask the question, so what's your interpretation of that scripture? I mean, how do you interpret thou shalt not kill? How do you interpret thou shalt not commit adultery? How do you interpret thou shalt not steal? I can ask my 7-year-old boy right now to come here and he can answer that question. But here you have the biblically illiterate asking the questions to those in his little Bible study, asking the question, what's your interpretation of that scripture? And keep in mind, friends, there's a difference between them that are born of the Spirit and them that are born of the flesh, John 3:6, as well as them that persecute them that are born of the Spirit. Okay, 2 Corinthians 3:4 through 6 and Galatians 4:29. What am I saying? Well, if you go to 2 Peter 3:16, it says, in which some things are hard to be understood, which they are unlearned, unstable, rest, pervert, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. In other words, they speak of the things that they don't know. How many times have seen people stand up and say something about what the Word of God says when they lose the meaning? The Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. They can read the letter, but they don't have the Spirit. Friends, is what I'm saying. But I mean, what you have is you have these illiterate people coming in and then asking the question, so what's your interpretation of that scripture? I mean, as if to suggest that the Holy Ghost has not given us the clear interpretation. Yes, he has. It is in, you know what, friends? If that's not the case, then why did Jesus point out the child and say that the child is the model of heaven? And why does it also tell us out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth perfected praise? How is it that a little child understands? Because they were the model. And you can also remember when Jesus was talking about how he delighted in God. And he said that he thanked God that he's withheld it from the wise and the prudent, but he's given it unto, listen carefully, the babes. He gave it unto the babes, those that had ears to hear and eyes to see. But here we get these people today through deconstructionism, and they want to ask, well, what's your interpretation of what the Bible says? And you can always rest assured, friends, it's going to be a crossless definition without the Spirit. I mean, again, as if to suggest that the Holy Ghost has not given us a clear interpretation, he has. It is in most cases what it is that they do not want to hear or what it is that they do not understand. Let me say it this way. He who has not felt what sin is, 1 John 3, 4 in the Old Testament, knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew, rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely be glad to hear the sound of the gospel. R.W. Barber, 1900. And so what's your interpretation? Let me bring that over to politics. We had a friend that was a representative out of the state of Maryland who used to carry his Declaration of Independence and his Constitution and the Bill of Rights in his pocket on the left side of his shirt. He would go out onto the federal floor in Washington, D.C., and on the way out, he said that he had a court recorder ask him the question after making reference and points to the exposition found only in context within our founding documents on that floor, where is it that you got that information? And it shows you how constitutionally illiterate those that you call representatives on the federal floor really are. Where did you get that information, sir? I got it from the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. I got it from our founding documents. You guys all knew that, right? The court recorder looks over at him, dumbfounded, asking the question, where did you get that information? What were you referencing? And by the way, your documents are spiritual documents as well, said, love them or hate them, Woodrow Wilson. He called them spiritual documents. Of course they are. They're inspired by the Most High God. Not in fault, but in perfection. So tomorrow what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up America, all 91 radio stations in America, and 53 other countries that listen to us on a daily basis. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show today, by the way, out of 89 radio stations. We appreciate that. You have us at number five right now. We appreciate your support. But tomorrow what I'm going to be talking about is also not just the softening down of definitions through deconstructionism, but also the character of Christians and patriots and the disciples of both, which are found in one. I mean, because the image people have of Christ incarnate in the flesh on this earth, and even his cross is, folks, listen carefully, it's effeminate and bloodless. I mean, in the minds of the people, Jesus somehow has on pink booties, patting sheep on the backside, telling them that everything will be okay, when again, friends, nothing could be further from the truth. I'm going to open this up tomorrow. And folks, we're talking about three different topics on one trunk, three branches off one trunk, and we're going to dovetail it on the morrow. Again, friends, we love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Again, we love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, talking 23. See ya.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.